Good Sunday morning to you. Hope you're having a great morning. And we are with you till 11:45, and we turn things over to Ducks baseball. Don't forget, Blazers home against Dallas tonight. Pregame starts 5 o'clock right here on 95.5 The Game. You can find me online, sportsbusinessradio.com. I'm on Twitter, at SB Radio. Would appreciate your follow. If you want to email me during the show today, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at sportsbusinessradio.com. The Tire Factory game call-in line, 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. All right, I told you earlier in the show that I was going to tell you about another high-ranking executive in the sports world who, to say he abused his power would be an understatement. John Junker, Fiesta Bowl chief executive. Junker's been with the Fiesta Bowl for a long, long time. And don't forget, the Fiesta Bowl is a BCS bowl. So it's one of the games that's in the rotation for hosting the national championship. Having that BCS seal that's attached to it also means lots of money for the Fiesta Bowl. And I followed the Fiesta Bowl for a long time because I'm from Phoenix, and that's where the Fiesta Bowl is played down there. And now it's in Glendale, Arizona. They play it in the same stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play it. It's a big deal down there. And lots of people go to the game. And John Junker has, through the years, made lots and lots of money. And his last quoted salary, $592,000 a year. Now, don't forget, the Fiesta Bowl, it's played once a year. You're not paying someone for something that they're doing year-round. I mean, sure, there's preparation for the game, but John Junker at $592,000 a year, a lot of people would say he's way overpaid for being the CEO of a once-a-year game. Now, here's the other joke, is that many of the BCS bowl games, they're nonprofits. And if you read the book Death to the BCS, we had one of their authors, Dan Wetzel, from Yahoo Sports on this show a few months ago. He points out how they're not really donating money back to the community, and the people who are ultimately lining their pockets are CEOs like John Junker. Well, someone got smart this week, and John Junker was fired. He's no longer the CEO of the Fiesta Bowl. And if some of the other elite bowl games are smart, they're going to clean things up as well. But Bobby, here are some of the things that John Junker spent money on as CEO of the Fiesta Bowl. And you tell me, in your opinion, if these are worthy expenditures for the CEO of the Fiesta Bowl. The Fiesta Bowl spent $33,000 to throw John Junker a 50th birthday party at Pebble Beach, paying for flights, food, car rentals, and lodging. What do you think? Do you think that's a good expenditure for the Fiesta Bowl? Throw a 50th birthday party for your CEO, and $33,000 is the tab. What do you think about that one?
Birthday party, yes. Amount, no. Location, okay. I'm not going to spend 30 grand on a 50th birthday party. I might spend 10 at the most. But
How about spending your own money, Bobby, instead of the Fiesta Bowl's money?
But the thing is, he is a CEO, and a lot of companies do spend money on, you know, CEOs and CEOs' birthday parties and other things, but 30,000 is way too much.
Speaking of birthdays, two birthday shout-outs. Number one, I went to a little soiree for Mike Golub, the COO of the Timbers. Or maybe he's the CMO. I always get his title confused. Big 5-0.
Really?
For Mike Golub. He's very young and energetic, and he doesn't act like a 50-year-old.
No, he doesn't.
But happy birthday to Mike Golub. The other shout-out, the big 4-0. He's going to be embarrassed that I'm giving out that information. Dave Marsh, who handles all of the food and beverage operations for the Nines Hotel in downtown Portland. So happy birthday to David Marsh and to Mike Golub this week.
One other birthday, and I just found out our Olympic correspondent, Stephanie Strickland, today is her birthday.
And we don't know her age, and since she's a lady, we won't give her age out on the air, even if we knew it. But yes, happy birthday to Stephanie as well. She does a great job on Northwest News Channel 8, KGW. All right, so let's keep going down the list of expenditures.
Okay.
We got off sidetrack there. We were talking about John Junker's birthday. $33,000 the Fiesta Bowl spent to celebrate his 50th birthday. The Fiesta Bowl spent $13,000 on expenses related to Junker's assistant's wedding. The Bowl flew Junker's family and other Fiesta Bowl employees to the wedding. The Bowl also helped pay for Junker's assistant's honeymoon. Are you kidding me, Bobby?
No, that's not. That's definitely not right.
You think? But here's the one that tops them all. And if you haven't heard of this one, when I heard this one, I sat up and I just laughed. The Fiesta Bowl paid $1,200 in 2008 for Junker, their former VP of Media Relations, Sean Scheffler, and Maricopa County Sheriff's Lieutenant Aaron Brown to do security research. And Bobby, guess where they did security research? They did security research at local Arizona strip clubs. And here is the great quote, one of the best quotes that I've read in a long time. Junker's comment about the trips. And I quote, "We are in the business where big, strong athletes are known to attend these types of establishments. It was important for us to visit, and we certainly conducted business." I love that last part. "And we certainly conducted business." Oh, I bet you did, John Junker and friends. And then the lieutenant, the police lieutenant, was reimbursed for six other trips to said establishments for his continued research. This was all paid for out of the Fiesta Bowl coffers, Bobby.
Now, this is for a college bowl, right? This is not the Super Bowl where NFL players are there. This is kids that are 18 to 23. Last time I checked, you can't go into strip clubs unless you're over 21 in the state of Arizona. So I'm not really sure where these athletes or where they were getting this information, because I'm not really sure how many colleges, one, let their teams go to strip clubs before the bowl game. But hey, what do I know?
Now, as if the expenses that we just read to you aren't outlandish enough, there were political allegations as well. And this comes down to nearly a dozen employees of the Fiesta Bowl admitted they were reimbursed with bonuses for making political donations and urged to lie about these donations that they made. Junker and his wife were also reimbursed for a $4,200 donation they made to the John McCain campaign in 2007. So when you start getting into reimbursing your employees for political donations and you're trying to influence things, that's where you start to raise other people's eyebrows and you start to get yourself in trouble. So what does this lead to for the Fiesta Bowl? Well, obviously, they're looking for a new CEO. And the other thing that's concerning, if you're a fan of the Fiesta Bowl, or if you live in Arizona where this game brings you millions and millions of dollars in annual revenue from tourists and other people coming to attend the game, the BCS came out this week, Bobby, and said, you know what, we're really going to have to reconsider whether or not the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona is going to be able to keep BCS status. There's talk down in Phoenix that either Jerry Colangelo, who ran the Suns and the Diamondbacks for a long time, may step in as that chief executive and try and get the Fiesta Bowl back on the right track and establish credibility and maintain that BCS status. Or there's even been talk that the Fiesta Bowl may move out of Arizona to Jerry's World in Dallas, and that Jerry Jones would host the Fiesta Bowl in his palatial estate, Cowboys Stadium in Dallas. So keep your eyes on this story. It's interesting. A, I want to see what happens to John Junker. I mean, this guy is a white-collar criminal with the money that he took in salary and that he spent on personal luxuries like birthday parties and paying for his assistant's wedding. He even sent money to someone at Texas because his daughter was trying to get into the school there, the University of Texas, and, you know, they sent flowers and other gifts to that person to try and get his daughter in the door. You know, whether it's Enron, BP, or many of these other companies, it's the same in sports. You've got dirty CEOs, and I love when they get caught, and I thought this was an interesting story this week. All right, we're with you till 11:45 a.m. on this edition of Sports Business Radio. You're listening to 95.5 The Game.